Erna, you've come in with the biggest smile on your face this morning. Your form is actually unbelievable this week.
Always. You see, because I like to spread happiness and cheer because I'm just that kind of person. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I get that.
So, speaking of that, have you voted in the work awards yet? You know,
I have.
Because today is the last day to vote. Because if you have, use your vote. That's my message.
Yeah, well, do you know what? I actually don't know if I pressed enter on it yet because I've got a couple of nominations that I'm thinking about. Like, I'm kind of teeing them up. Which ones are being nice to me this week? You know?
Okay, right. Well, okay, I have an opinion. I think that you should put my name down beside the most inspiring, okay?
I can't do that! You're not even on the shortlist at the minute.
What? What do you mean I'm not even on the shortlist? Have you not heard about my campaign?
No.
No, I have had a campaign. I'm going around the office and, you know, I'm talking to people and they seem to agree with me. I should win the most inspiring award.
Who's agreeing with you?
Cooper. Cooper.
Well, you did force him, yeah.
I forced him, so he signed my name. Donald, did I force you yet?
No.
You get on it.
Hey, let him go. Let him go.
Michal, seriously, like, this will clinch it. Your vote will clinch it for me.
Erna, okay? You're not inspiring to me in one sense of the word.
Are you
not
serious?
Even a little bit, no.
How is that? I am a busy mum of twins.
Yeah, good for you, but that doesn't inspire a 27-year-old man who has no kids whatsoever.
Well, it should inspire you.
Well, it doesn't.
Because one day when you have kids, you'll be like, do you know what? And you'll think back and you'll be like, do you know what? I should have listened
that
to
that old hag.
I have a message for you now, right? In 2025, you're going to come across a very inspirational work colleague called Una. And it's very important you vote for her in the work awards. Yeah. You won't forget me, Mickey. No.
I'll forget you very easily. Very easily.
Well,
you are the least inspiring person in this office.
That is so mean.
No, here, that's the truth, Una.
What about if I throw you a fiver, will you?
I'd be more tempted at that. I'd definitely be more tempted at that.
Yeah. I need to get this. I've never won an argument.
Can I ask you, who are you voting for most inspiring?
Myself.
You can't vote for yourself.
Why? Does that look bad?
Yeah, it does. Okay. Why won't you vote for me? And then we forget about the fivers. We don't need to go near money.
What, do you want the inspiring?
Yeah, of course I do.
I can't put you for inspiring, man. You'd be the competition. No, wait.
Oh, yeah. I'm probably in the lead at the minute, in fairness.
Jonas!
I'd say I am, kids. Jonas!
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Una seems to be blackmailing me, going for the most inspiring award.
It's not, I'm bribing you and I'm not blackmailing you. There's a difference, Mickey.
Is there hell?
Una, I'd vote for you if I could. There's nothing more inspiring than climbing Kirkpatrick and going to a GEA game at the exact same time. I don't know how you've done that. That's just truly inspiring in my eyes.
Alan, stop flirting.
Magic, that's what it was. Magic. And it wasn't just the All-Ireland.
iRadio's
Survey Says
with Kevin Egan Cars.
Okay, Scally, hit us, sir.
According to a study, 18% of people get most excited about this in December. What is it?
Christmas.
Come on. Only 18% of people. Ah, no, it's not Christmas, Mickey, no. Good guess.
Is it cheese boards?
Oh, yeah.
Charcuterie boards.
Your comfort boards, food start coming in. No, it's not the answer, I'm afraid.
Is it 12 pubs?
Oh, yeah.
That should be.
A higher percentage must be getting excited for 12 pubs.
Is it getting together with old pals who have just come home from Australia?
Nice.
That's a very good shout. Everyone comes home at Christmas. No, it's not the answer, in fact.
Stop teasing us.
I'm sorry. It's not the answer.
Okay, 087-1102-107. Any idea what the answer to Survey Says is today? Scally, do you want to give it to us again?
18% of people get most excited about this in December. What is it?
Voice note or a text, 087-1102-107. And Scally, take it away, sir.
Today, according to a study, 18% of people get most excited about this in December. What is it?
Aiden?
Morning, folks. How y'all doing? Aiden here.
Hey,
happy
Aiden.
Friday. For this morning's survey, would 80% of people be looking forward to, like, their favourite biscuit tins or a box of chocolates around this time of year, whether it be roses or lemons or whatever. For me, it's always been definitely, it's After Eights and Toffifees. They're my Christmas sweets. I don't know. I could be wrong.
No. You are wrong.
He's close. You just don't like after eights.
Yeah, after eights is just such a rogue choice.
And lemons, I guess he means sherbet lemons or something, maybe. He's the closest in terms of guessing to the answer, though.
Oh, Aidan, I bet you're a bounty lover as well.
Betcha. You can just tell.
Yeah.
Michelle in Galway.
Is the answer to the survey about the 18% that people are looking forward to in December, time off, and being able to sleep in?
Oh, that's a good guess.
Very good guess. Yes, it's true. It must be a higher percentage because it's not the answer to this question.
Nope. Interesting. We've also got a bit of a slagging in on 0871102107.
I would give you a vote. You're inspiring a full nation of people to embrace their bad parking skills. That's just inspiring.
Oh, Una. See, you're inspiring people. That's
Listen,
good.
Come into my gang. You are welcome. There were many of us bad parkers out there.
Serena, last guess.
With an old shift under the mistletoe.
Oh, you giggity.
18%. That's
wouldn't
short,
be wrong. That's got to be higher than that.
Imagine bringing
shift.
A mistletoe out to your work party. You'd be like,
hi, guys.
I wouldn't put it past you now. I wouldn't put it past you. Right, Skelly, wrap it up there.
The answer is 18% of people get most excited for getting the advent calendar and eating a treat every morning, knowing they've got chocolates to start the day every morning. Isn't that right, Una?
I've chocolate to start the day every morning.
Yeah, but not everyone.
No advent calendar to start my day.
And it's not even the little small chocolate sprinkles. No, she brings in these big share bars to herself.
And the way she eats it.
Are you on my tears?
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Rhyme it, just a little bit, no, all of it.
I'm playing a game of Rhyme It this morning. It's Shane in Mayo. Shane, can you hear us?
I can indeed. How's it going?
Great. What's happening today?
Oh, sure. Just a bit now. Friday, just going to pass the day.
We've got a bit of a Christmas party happening tonight, do we?
Ooh.
A Christmas dinner, no, more than a party.
An old shindig. Where are you going for that?
Just in Hitford there. No local there in Hitford.
Lovely.
Lovely. Very nice. Will you bring some mistletoe with you, Shane?
No, time for any of that crack.
None of that. Carry on. No, good man.
Plenty of time when I'm retired for that crack.
Yeah, dead right. Loads of time for that. Savage. Okay, Shane, we are going to play a game of Rhyme It with you this morning. Are you familiar with the rules?
I think so, yeah.
Una, do you want to give us a little recap?
We're going to give you a word, Shane, right? And every question I ask you, the answer has to rhyme with that word. So, for example, the word is pad. And the question might be, this is your father. And you'd say dad. And then another name for dad. Ow, lad. Do you know what I mean? And so on and so forth. Yeah?
Yes. I stand on the... I do.
No better, man.
Good man.
Shane from Mayo, you were trying to beat the high score, which was got on Tuesday by James. He got 8. So you're aiming for 9, right?
9, Jim. So big test.
No better, man. Okay.
So your word, James, is rub. R-U-B. Okay.
Why are you giving eyes, Una? That's
We're
weird.
I'm not giving eyes. I'm not giving you eyes.
That's weird. That's weird.
I can nearly feel them eyes through the phone.
Okay. Can we move off this? Because I'm getting so uncomfortable. Okay. Okay. Shane from Mayo, are you ready?
Go on.
Okay, here we go.
3, 2, 1, go.
Someone from our country's capital is known as a what? Dublin.
Pat.
A torn part of a ticket returned to the holder as a receipt.
Stop.
A baby tiger is called a what?
Pub.
Another word for food.
Grub.
A woody plant which is smaller than a tree.
Shrub.
I love an open fire in a trad band playing in an Irish what?
Pub.
You relax in a hot one of these.
Stop.
On the nose.
We're going to give you 6. Shane, not bad. Not bad at all. Unfortunately, not the high score today, though.
No, unfortunately. I haven't had the coffee yet this morning.
That's it.
Do you know what? It was the start that you got off bad with, but the rest of it, you were flying.
So someone from our country's capital is known as a...
Dub.
Oh, I was thinking of something else, but it wasn't going to find a good one. That's why I had to pause for a second.
Savage.
Oh, very good.
Shane, thank you very much for playing today.
Being from Mayo, I go with the saying, damn them dubs.
I hear you. I'm from Kerry, exactly. Damn the dubs.
Damn the dubs. Shane, thank you very much for playing today.
No problem at all, guys. Thanks very much.
Legend. Happy Christmas to you.
Yeah, you too, guys.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
There's a new documentary out, Scully.
Simon Cowell, he's looking for a new band. He wants a new One Direction.
Good
so
for
he's
him.
Putting them together. But in while talking about it, he let slip and told everyone that he bathes 4 times a day.
What?
So yeah, and
4 times.
And he never wears the same pair of pants twice.
Ah, stop.
Okay, yeah. No, that's fair. That's fair.
What?
You don't wear the same pair of pants twice.
What no, like,
oh,
he,
sorry.
He gets rid of them, like he bins them.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, my sorry. God.
I thought you meant he comes out of the shower and he puts on the same pair of chaps again. Because that is disgusting.
That is disgusting.
And anyone who does that should be shot.
Oh, my God. That is absolutely, like, his immersion bill must be through the roof.
How does he find the time, though? Because he's got that little child now.
Yeah, he's got a son, yeah. I'm not sure what his son's name is, but yeah.
It's something like Bear or something wild and weird and wonderful like
oh,
that.
Is it a quirky name?
Yeah, it's
oh.
a weird
4 times a day.
4 times a day. And also, I've heard that he doesn't get up until about 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, this is
so
true.
How does he fit all these in? And like, after how many hours does he think, I'm smelling here. I'm stinking the house out. Yeah, I'm honking. Not,
unless he just maybe has a BO problem that's really bad where he feels he needs to bathe every couple of hours.
Then we shouldn't be slagging him.
No.
I don't think he's got a BO problem.
How do you know?
Because it's just his leisure time. He just likes to... He wants to bathe 4 times a day.
I think what we need to know is Simon Cowell excessive? Is 4 times excessive? Or do you shower or bathe as much? Even if it's once a week that you do this, we do want to know from you. 087-1102-107.
It's ridiculous. 4 times a day.
4 times a day is an awful lot.
Well, there's other activities I would prefer to be doing 4 times a day rather than going to the bath.
I don't have the pony music here. Michal and Nuna, producer Scally's here as well. There's a new documentary from Simon Cowell over on Netflix. And one of the things that we've taken from it is that Simon Cowell loves bathing himself.
He does. 4 times a day.
4 times a day, Una.
I mean, that is... He's going to shrivel up. Seriously, think of how wrinkly he'll be.
Disgusting. I will tell shocking. You, though, 4 is excessive. 2 isn't, though.
Yeah, I'd have 2 a day, yeah.
I'd have 2 a day as well.
2 baths or 2 showers?
Oh,
2 showers.
What are you, dolphins?
I haven't had a bath in about 10 years.
Such twice a day.
Yeah, that's if really I can.
It's
if I can.
So bad for you.
It's not.
It is. It's bad for your skin. It's bad for your hair. Scientifically, you know, spiritually, it's a bad idea.
Spiritually.
God, you are so boring,
it
aren't you?
It strips the skin of its essential natural oils, right? You're wasting water, Mickey, by the way, and you're going to get dandruff.
No. I reuse the same water every time.
How oh, yeah. How do you reuse the same water
every
time?
I stand in a basin for my first shower, and then when that fills up, I'll use that on
over
top
your
of my
head.
Yeah.
So that's
yeah.
gank if you do that.
Well, yeah. that's the way it goes, Una.
You wake yourself up in the morning, and then later in the day, if you've been to the gym, you have a shower after
well,
that.
If you've been to the gym, like grand, wait to tell everyone you go to the gym every day, by the by, Donald.
Well, you're but giving out about showers.
I'm not giving out about showers. I think once a day, once every second day is perfectly fine.
Once every second day.
Yeah.
You're skanky.
I'm not.
You're disgusting.
No.
I knew I could smell you from here.
Excuse right. me. I do my bit for the environment.
My God.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled. All the crack. Neatly packed and ready to go.
Go. Are we singing it this morning?
Yeah.
To the jazz. I left you out there. Did. Okay. This is a very simple game. Una tells lies.
Hey, not true.
Well, usually she does. She might just surprise us this morning. We've all got a bit of facts, a bit of fiction.
Mm.
We all have to see who is lying, who's telling the truth. Okay, Una, you kick us off this morning, will you?
No, I will not. Cheeky. Cool. Forehead.
Right. Scally.
If you sneeze too hard, you can fracture a rib. And if you try to suppress a sneeze and stop it coming out, you rupture a blood vessel in your head or neck. And it can kill you.
Ooh. Yeah, that's true. I don't know if it could kill you, but it can rupture a blood vessel and you can hurt your ribs.
Can you break a rib though? Is that what you said?
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
It's powerful. It's a powerful force. It's a release. You know what they say about a sneeze? Yeah.
That's what they say.
What do they say about a sneeze?
Well, it's 1/9 of a whatchamacallity.
A whatchamacallity.
You know what I mean? Anyway.
I don't know if I know what you mean, to be quite honest.
Well.
Leave it up to my imagination.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I love sneezing. Sneezing is, as I said, it's a powerful, powerful release.
I'm going to go false. I'm going to go trash.
True.
True. It is true, yeah. Oh. If you block the pressure of the sneeze, you can cause a rupture in your eardrums and the throat, and worst cases, rupture blood vessels in your brain or eyes, which can kill you. Yeah.
Well, I see, Cooper would be giving out to me for sneezing, Mickey. Do you know what I mean? And I'm like, leave me sneeze, because he says I'm a super spreader and I spread the germs and that's why he's off sick.
Do you spray over the side of the desk?
No, I don't spray over the side of the desk. Like, I tell him I can't hold in my sneeze, Cooper, because it could crack a rib. It could kill me.
Okay.
Go for it.
The inventor of the frisbee was turned into a frisbee after he died. His ashes were made into memorial discs. Is that truth or is that trash?
Oh,
oh
God.
That is very morbid.
Isn't it morbid?
Weird. Yeah.
Quarter past nine.
But he's making himself a fun toy if it is true.
Trash. Well, I suppose if it's true, he's, you know...
I'm just throwing dad around. Like, that's the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my
life.
That
is weird. That is weird. Okay.
Trash.
I'm going to say true just because it could be a random one you've thrown in, yeah.
Scully, you're dead right, son.
Is it?
Is it true?
Yeah, his name is Walter Morrison.
Stop.
And he was the co-founder of the Frisbee. And he said, when I die, make me into one. So they did.
Wow.
Fair play to him.
Yeah, there you go. I don't tell lies in the show.
Oh, yeah.
I don't tell lies in the show. I tell lies in general. I don't tell lies in the show. Okay. Una, hit us.
According to the World Dermatology Organization, people who shower twice daily produce 40% more stress sweat because their body thinks it's under attack and switches to emergency perspiration mode, actually making body odor worse and stripping the skin of essential oils. The second shower doesn't clean you. It confuses your pores, so they open and become more pronounced.
Wow.
Okay, for the first time ever, you sound so intelligent there, Una.
I know, thanks.
Okay, Una, I fully believe you this morning.
Yeah.
I fully believe you. You've got the facts.
Got a kid.
Black and white.
Yeah.
In front of us. True.
Trash.
Well, it's a little from Calum A and a little from Calum B. Like, the only thing true there is that it does strip your skin of essential oils. I don't know about the rest. But like, it could.
It sounded so good.
Yeah, I don't think it's healthy to shower twice a day unless you really need to. Do you know what I mean? Unless you've been, you know, getting sweaty in the gym or whatever.
You are getting better at making facts sound more scientific.
Thanks very much. You know, I've been practicing
well
a lot.
Done, yeah.
That was great. Is AI helping you with that? It must be.
No, you lead in with confidence. You start out strong, confident.
It was the first couple of words that were great. Go on.
According to the World Dermatology Organization.
I was in. I was hooked. Yeah, I was with you.
I was thinking World Health Organization. I'll go with World Dermatology Organization. Yeah.
Ah, excellent. You know.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.